Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about indoor fire ant invasions. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Blake Layton, Mississippi State University Extension entomologist. Dr. Layton, most of the time our biggest fear regarding fire ants is that we'll step in a fire ant bed, but fire ant infestations can also happen inside our homes and buildings. How does this happen, and what kind of damage might they bring?
It's usually from one of three or four reasons. One of the main ones, though, is when we have such wet, saturated soil conditions that it's just flooded outside, so they can't live out there, and they're looking for a drier place to be. And that's often when we see indoor invasions. And then the third reason is if we have some disruption in a flower bed outside. Maybe there's a fire ant bed out there. They're living happily, and we do something to disturb that bed. They've got to move because we're tilling up the flower bed, tilling up their place they had there bound, and got to move somewhere. So they just happen to choose the wrong direction to go. And then the fourth time we see fire ants inside is when they just happen to build a trail inside or wander inside. They find some crumbs or other food items, and they go tell others, and, hey, here's something. They don't care whether it's inside or outside at that point. They just know they found food. And it is very disappointing to find fire ants like in the bed or in the bedroom where a child is. And, you know, there are sensitive accounts, nursing homes and hospitals and infant care facilities and things like that, where you just have a really zero tolerance for having fire ants inside.
So how can we prevent and or treat fire ant infestations?
The mounds that are most likely to cause an indoor infestation are mounds that are within 10 feet of that foundation. So it's really key to patrol the perimeter of your property, treat any mounds you see there, be preventive with your fire ant control program. And we have publications about that. And this publication, Control Fire Ants in Your Yard, that's one of our extension publications, tells all the things that you can do. Some of the most useful tools there are these granular fire ant baits that you spread over the yard. The fire ants collect those and carry them back to the colony, and they work fairly slowly, but they're really effective. And then there are some mound treatments that you can use. If you have a mound that you just need to kill immediately, you can drench it with an insecticide, and we tell in there what insecticide you can use.
And that's got pyrethrin in it, right?
Pyrethrin or some other pyrethroid insecticide is usually what's in there, yes.
So if we find them inside the house, do we treat them the same way we would treat them if we found them outside?
Well, of course, Amy, the procedure is a little different there because we really want to get rid of these indoor fire ants as quickly as we can. Still, the first step is to go outside around that wall where you think they might have come in and look and see if you see any type of fire ant bed or trail so that you know where they're coming inside. Now, you leave that then and you go back inside and let's get rid of these fire ants. If you happen not to even have any insecticide in the house, you can kind of make one by mixing 2 to 3 tablespoons of dishwashing liquid in a gallon of water and either spraying that on the fire ants, it'll kill them very quickly. Or if you don't have that, you can use a mop and a pail or a pail and a rag, you know, to kind of wipe them up. You're probably going to get a few stings if you do that, especially if you don't have any gloves. If you've got gloves, wear those. But that soapy water will kill those ants. Of course, a better way is to use an aerosol insecticide spray. Just be sure that you're using one that's labeled for use indoors. And if you're using it in a kitchen, make sure it's labeled for food use areas and that type of thing. Most of these indoor insecticides are. You can spray those ants as they're coming in, kill them, and let that spray dry, and then you can come along with a broom and dustpan or vacuum. The rest of that, though, then you need to go back outside and see where are they trailing in. Spray them there also so you can stop that trail. And then the final step is to find that mound and treat it with one of the treatments that we recommend in that publication, Control Fire Ants in Your Yard, to kill that mound so you won't have a continued reinvasion.
There are some publications with more details and instructions. How do we obtain those?
Go to our Mississippi State University Fire Ant website. We have a really extensive website about fire ants. You can find that by doing a search for Fire Ants MSU or Fire Ants Mississippi State or Mississippi State Extension. And that has a list of our publications, including the publication Control Fire Ants in Your Yard. And there's also some publications that talk about indoor fire ant control specifically. There's a section on that website about the procedure for controlling fire ants indoors.
Today we've been speaking with Blake Layton, Mississippi State University Extension entomologist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.